Monday, January 31st, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. When Donald Trump said he would lower the taxes farmers pay to 15% during the campaign, he got my attention. They had previously talked about reducing the corporate tax rate to 15%, but few farmers are organized as corporations, and it was unclear as to how the tax rate would be handled on pass-through income. If the tax rate was specific to C-Corps, that would miss most farmers and likely cause a surge of reorganization. I've been pursuing some clarity on the issue, and my accountant told me that the 15% flat tax under the Trump proposal would apply to Schedule C, Schedule F, C-Corps, and S-Corps income. I was pleasantly surprised. The Obamacare tax would also go away. Deductibility would decline. Caps on itemized deductions would be reduced, with personal exemptions eliminated. The graduated rate increase from 15 to 20% on capital gains taxes would start at $200,000 instead of the current $466,000. The death tax would be eliminated, but a capital gains tax above $10 million would be imposed on estate sales. Manufacturing companies get immediate expenses of capital investments, including raising Section 179 deductibility to $1 million, but interest expense deductibility is traded. Focusing back on the 15% tax rate, the House version for tax reform is not as generous to farmers at 25% as the Trump scheme. A 15% tax rate would be phenomenal. That is what Donald promised farmers. Personal income tax rates would be 12%, 25%, and 33%, so higher incomes would get the biggest tax rate cut on pass-through income. I put tax reform as very high in the likelihood this year. It would be a GOP and Trump failure not to get something done. Trump will not tolerate that. It would appear that depending on what version is adopted, there's likely to be some restructuring of entities and income vehicles occurring to adapt to the best outcome. It would appear that major tax reductions, particularly for high-income earners, would result and that farmers would be able to participate in proposed savings. I always have this concern that it doesn't matter what the tax rate is if there is no earnings. Trump's trade policies could have a dramatic impact on earnings, but would certainly have a disproportionate benefit for the wealthy. My question is, given such a major tax reduction, what would the government do for money? I've seen estimates of the Trump plan costing $700 billion annually in revenue. So what exactly does the government do in the interim before the supply-side benefit of the tax cuts kick in? That will impact the deficit, cooling support from fiscal conservatives to the plan. That is why the House version has the border tax proposal built in, as then imported products could not be deducted for tax purposes from the cost of goods sold, raising significant revenue from protectionism until it blows up. My accountant advised against making assumptions or betting on these outcomes yet. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. So many of President Trump's proposed policies are considered positive for the U.S. dollar. It surprised the market to hear the president express some passionate dislike for a strong dollar, blaming it on others who devalue their currencies. That was typical Trump spin as he sets the table for what he plans to serve up. Fundamentally, the U.S. dollar would strengthen on capital repatriation incentives proposed to bring cash parked offshore home, the disparate U.S. economic strength compared to other economies, and higher returns to global investors in U.S. treasuries, fiscal stimulus from infrastructure spending, tax cuts, as well as a plan to tax imports and exempt exports from taxes that are all bullish the dollar. Donald basically says that he didn't care if the European Union broke up, which is inherently dollar positive. In terms of making America great, investors have always held the U.S. dollar more closely for security than other currencies. So while espousing a strong dollar economic agenda, Donald doesn't want the strong dollar that inherently goes along with that. Markets do set most currency values, but Donald says that they, being either the market or manipulating central banks and foreign governments, are pushing the dollar higher than it should be. This is another suggestion that it is all rigged, while in actuality he is trying to rig it. A weak dollar would help commodity values. His supposition is that world financial institutions are overvaluing the dollar on purpose to hurt us. Currencies tend to follow the rise and fall of their own underlying economies. Sanctions tanked the Russian ruble. Threats to end NAFTA tube the Mexican peso. Brexit broke the euro. The slowing Chinese economy allowed the yuan to slump. The Brazilian recession devalued the real. And Donald Trump being elected president, given his dollar-friendly economic policy, pushed the dollar up. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa online at comstock.com or call 712-933-9400.